So this Saturday is the first Saturday in May. It means the Run for the Roses, the 143rd Kentucky Derby. The University of Oregon cheer team is going to combine a bunch of fun ideas surrounding the Run for the Roses to try to raise some dough. We welcome in the coach, Dana Lockett, joins us. Hey, Dana, how are you?
Hey there.
How are things?
Great, thank you.
You can follow them on Twitter. The handle is at Oregon Cheer. So it's called the Autzen Derby Party. We know the race is Saturday, but for folks who want to be a part of what you're doing, let's kind of point them in the right direction. As I guess in journalism, they call it the W's, the who, what, when, where, and why.
Yeah, absolutely. So like you said, May 6th at 1 o'clock, it's going to be at the club at Autzen Stadium. Tickets are $75, or you can buy a table that seats 8 for $500. So it's a $100 discount if you buy a table. We're going to have mint juleps, the Kentucky Derby themed appetizers, or bourbon barbecue pork sliders, tri-tip sliders, crawfish and grits, tea sandwiches, all kinds of stuff.
Sounds fun. By the way, out of curiosity, your background, I know you went to the U of O. When were you a student? What did you study, and what landed you in this position, which you've had for several years now?
Yeah. So I actually cheered from 2005 to 2008. And my year after I cheered, I actually got a job with the athletic department working in video production. And they were in need of a cheerleading coach that year. And so they asked me if I would fill in for a little bit until they found someone as a replacement. And 8 years later, I'm still here.
We continue with Dana Lockett holding this fundraiser Saturday in conjunction with the Kentucky Derby. In general, your squad, this university, from when you first stepped on campus, think back to 2005, all the bowl games, the NCAA tournaments, how noticeable to you through your eyes has the growth and familiarity of what this Oregon brand has become?
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, the growth of, you know, they say hashtag national brand is kind of the saying around here, and it is. It's a national brand. Whenever we go anywhere, people, you know, hold the O up for us, and people recognize who we are by just, you know, the O that we wear. People talk about our mascot, our cheerleaders. We are definitely a national brand, and that has definitely grown, especially over the last few years that I've worked here. It's incredible. It's incredible to see the pace and, where we were in 2008 when I graduated to now in 2017. It's incredible.
So also Saturday, I see you guys have a huge list of things taking place beyond just watching the race and eating. And we know I've been a horse racing fan for longer than I can care to, 45, 46 years. We know how important it is to have the right hat for the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, yeah.
But what are some of the other kind of fun things you guys have on tap?
Yeah, so we have some casual betting. So you'll be able to place bets on the win, place, show, trifecta, exacta, all those bets. And every bet that you place is more of a donation towards our program. When you win, so you place these bets, you wager a specific amount, then you can win raffle prizes for some great prizes that we have. And, $500 gift card to Bi-Mart. We have, of course, a lot of Nike Oregon swag. So that's one aspect of all of this. But we have cornhole boards set up because that's, of course, a Kentucky Derby tradition. We're going to follow the same timeline of the Kentucky Derby. So guests will get there. We will do the national anthem. We will have a champagne toast. We'll sing My Old Kentucky Home. So it's going to be a really fun day if you are a Kentucky Derby fan.
So I see there's going to be a horse auction. You're really not going to be selling horses, are you?
Well, so you can know where you can bid to buy a horse, and those people who win, so say your horse wins, say you bet a specific amount, you win that horse, okay, and then that horse wins the race, you win 50% of the pool of money that was put towards all those bids.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, because I've had people say that I'm going to have the concept of a casual bet made because I'm more of a degenerate who likes to bet like rent money and stuff like that.
yeah.
We're talking with Dana Lockett, the Duck cheer coach. They're holding this awesome fundraiser tied to the Derby this Saturday. You know, we always hear about athletic budgets and what gets funded and how does Oregon cheerleading sustain. And so beyond this particular effort, for people who are like, you know, I can't help on Saturday, but I'd like to help out to, you know, help stabilize all you do. I mean, what would you say to them?
I mean, you can get in contact with me and, you know, people, it does not matter the size of the donation. We are very grateful for anything that people contribute to us. You know, so people can write us checks, you know, whatever you feel you can do, we are completely happy and grateful for.
Now, I always ask this of broadcasters and media members who follow Oregon sports, but you've gotten to travel to see the biggest events in sports. I mean, you were at the national title games in football, and a month ago you were in Phoenix, right, for the Final
Yes.
Four. So how special was that for you to take your team to be a part of something? I mean, let's face it, in essence, it was the first time in history the program got to be a part of that.
Yeah, it was honestly incredible. They treated us at the Final Four. They treated my program, you know, and just Oregon in general, like it was bigger than a bowl game. It was bigger than the national championship. That's what it felt like, at least. And it was incredible. It was a very surreal feeling. And, you know, you ask any of the girls that went on that trip what their favorite experience was, you know, by far this year, obviously, is going to be that. They will remember that for the rest of their lives.
No, I put two and two together because I was lucky enough to be down there. And as you leave the court and go out through the runway, kind of to the left where there was a little setup where you can buy merchandise, I was there calling the station as you guys were warming up and you were giving your final instructions to take the floor. So, you know, that moment right before you got to run out there. I mean, you've been in big football stadiums, but did you find that unique, a basketball court in the middle of a football stadium that holds 75,000 people?
It was definitely, it was interesting. I'll say that. I don't know if it was my favorite venue for a basketball game, but, you know, going there for the national championship for football, and then, you know, we've been there again for the Fiesta Bowl, and now we play a basketball game in the middle of that arena. Just crazy, you know. It was definitely my team was very wide-eyed as to the amount of people. That was the biggest crowd they've ever cheered in, so it was incredible.
No, I walked out there and I was like, something's not right, but something's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Talking with Dana Lockett, the head coach of Oregon Cheer. Well, let's finish with this. In radio, we refer to it as a reset, this huge fundraiser Saturday tied into the Derby. Let the folks know how they can be a part of it and, you know, all the pertinent information to join in.
Yeah. So you can go to our website at autzenderby.com. And that has all the information. May 6th at 1 o'clock in the club at Austin, it is mandatory Derby attire. You must be wearing the, you know, Kentucky Derby attire to be able to enter. And, you know, tickets are $75. Table for eight is $500. And right now we are trying to sell our last 50 tickets. Once those are sold, we will not be accepting any more sales. But, you know, right now there's still 50 tickets available, so.
All right. Again, the website, autzenderby.com. Dana, it's great to get a chance to speak with you. Sounds like a fantastic event. Should be really entertaining and really fun. Best of luck. And when you guys have stuff like this going on, remember, use us to get
Absolutely.
The word out. All right. You take care. Great speaking
Thank
with you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take it easy.